Mishnah Daled, we begin to discuss different, I'll call them profit sharing schemes, different ways in which you and I can agree to go into business together, where I'm going to provide the capital, the raw material, and you're going to provide the labor, and we're going to share the profits. Now that can go in different ways, right? So it'll be that I'm supplying you with books on consignment, and the books I manufacture. That's a weird thing, manufacture. It doesn't matter. I manufacture books, and I tell you, you should stand on the street. What? And you should stand on the street corner and sell them. So I tell you, listen, the books cost me $10 each to produce. And I got 1,000 of them, so I'm in for $10,000. You could sell them for $15 on the street corners, and there'll be $5 profit per book. Okay. I got 1,000 of them, so we got $5,000 to make profit between the two of us. Okay, that's the game plan. So we can do it different ways. The first way that the Mishnah is going to consider is called an iska, like a deal, a partnership, where the arrangement is that when we say going to partnership, it means that we're going to share 50% of the profit, 50-50, share the profit 50-50, but we're also going to share any losses 50-50. It doesn't have to be that way. We could come into any agreement we wanted, but the default position when we go into an ISCA agreement, that is a partnership, is we're sharing profit and sharing loss equally. So if that's the case, and we will, as the Mishnah has gone, we'll share talk about other cases where you're not getting a sales commission, you're getting profits, but you're not sharing the loss. That's a different story. But here, it's saying we're saying 50-50 profit, 50-50 loss. If that's the case. So what's really going on as far as the rabbis are concerned is, listen, of the books that I'm giving you the 1,000 books that cost 10,000 each, so half of them I'm giving to you as a loan, a halva'a, and half of them giving to you as a pikadon, as a deposit. Okay? Now why do we have to imagine that fiction? The reason why is because when it comes to deposits, the nifka, the shomer, the person who's in charge of the deposit, you're not on the hook for onsen. You're not on the hook for circumstances beyond your control. So if the books get burned in a fire, right, or get water damaged or whatever, I don't know what, so then you would not be responsible. On the other hand, when it comes to a loan, a halva, so then the lender doesn't want to hear any stories about from the borrower. I don't care if a tsunami came and wiped you out. You borrowed money, you have to pay me back. So since we're looking at it as sharing, this is the critical point of this first case. Since you and I are partners, and as much as you are on the hook for 50% of the losses also, it must be that 50% of what I've given you is given to you as a loan, and you're on the hook for it to return. Other 50%, not. Fine. So what happens is the way, once we set up, that's how we are looking at
It's his. It's a loan.
Right. Half is yours, half is mine. Right? The half that's yours, you are responsible for it. If you make money, it's yours. If you lose money, it's mine. On the half that's mine, you are not on the hook for loss, but the gain comes to me. Now, if that's a setup, everything's cool in terms of liability. But now, what about the profits? Now, what happens is I've given you two bunches of books. Half is yours on loan, half is yours, and you're on the hook for it, and half is just, I've given it to you to sell on my behalf. So if we are sharing the profits, what you'd say then is, oh, good. So you'll sell yours and you'll sell mine, so to speak. The stuff that, the loan, the halva'a stuff, the loan stuff that you're on the hook for, you'll sell and you'll keep the profit and return the money, the principal to me. And on the pikadon, the deposit, you'll sell on my behalf, and you'll return back to the principal, and you'll give me any of the profits. That's cool, right? The problem is, no, it's not cool at all. Because the rabbi said, it's not midoraisa, it's not ribis, because it's not derech halva, it's not made as a loan, and it's derech mekach, it's business, and there's no ketsutza, we're not ahead of time setting what the price is going to be, you have to pay me in terms of interest payments. But midorabban, it sure looks like you're giving me ribis. Why? Because what's happened is this. I've given you a loan, and I've given you my stuff to sell. You're agreeing to give me back, you're going to give me back the money I loaned you with no interest, fine, but then you're doing extra work for me. You're selling my books for me, the picadon, which you're not responsible for, you're selling for me, and you're giving me all the profits. You're working for me for free. Why are you working for me for free? You're working for me free, obviously, because that's the backhand way you're paying, looks like you're paying me interest for the loan I gave you. In other words, just to illustrate, to make sure it's clear, what I could have done is said, listen, I see you're a poor guy, Yitzchak, here's $10,000 of the books, I'm trying to help you in business, just give me back $10,000 of the books and you're done, and that's it. And you can sell these and all the profit can be yours. That's cool, right? What I've done here is I've done that, but I've done half. I've said, here's $5,000 of books for you. Make a buck, and because then to you, just give me back the money. The other half is my $5,000 worth of books. You have to make whatever you sell them and give me the profits. So why are you working for me for free? Obviously, because I gave you the first bite as a loan. It looks fishy. The rabbis then say, In such a situation, called an isco, where you and I are sharing not just the profits but also the losses, since the losses are coming from your loan, the other part isn't a loan, it's a picadon, it's a deposit. Until you're selling my picadon, working for free for me, it looks like you're giving me ribis. You're compensating me for giving me the loan. The rabbi said, no, can do. If we're going to go in such a situation, the person who's providing the labor must be compensated from the person who's providing the capital, not just 50-50 profit sharing, but since he's absorbing some of the liability, he has to get paid a wage by the hour. So you're not selling my picadon for me for nothing, you're selling to me for, you know, minimum wage. Minimum wage.
I mentioned this before, I know the answer from speaking out.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no consideration for the guy's time that he put in. He put in his time. What if things go bad? It's not like he's getting compensated for his time that he put in.
But both people put in time. I put in my time to earn the $10,000 of the books. I manufactured that. Anyways, the answer is no. We're not considering that. The deal is the deal. How we set it up. It could win or it could lose. We're agreeing if it wins, we share. If it loses, we share.
Put up the money. If there's a problem in the deal and it goes sour.
Yeah.
The man who's borrowing the money, the seller, the marketer, has to pay back part of it.
Right.
Because it was a loss.
Right.
But if he put in his time.
Yeah, but I put in my time. You're looking at it from your side,
no,
the worker. But
no, I understand the one side.
So we both put in our time. And it could happen the second after I deliver the books to you. The next second, the thunderstorm could open up and the books get ruined by water damage. So you put no time and I've lost everything.
Okay.
So the deal, we're not. To answer your question, we could have easily contracted any which way we want. But we're contracting the super simplest way, which is just simple partnership, 50-50 profits and loss, in which case the mission is going to say, no can do unless me, the supplier of the capital, also compensates you for the labor, for your time. That's exactly, we have to compensate for your time. We have to. So, that's what it says. Ein moshivin chenvani lemachzis schar. You're not allowed to appoint you, the supplier of capital, can't appoint a salesman to share 50% of the profit. If we're assuming now, because he's also shouldering 50% of the loss. V'loyiten ma'os likach ben peros. Not only can I not give you the books, I can't even just say, listen, here's 10 grand, go buy raw materials and sell it for a profit and we'll split the profits. That's obviously even a more clear case of looks like ribis. Because there's not even any books to make it complicated. I'm giving you cash. I'm saying, here's the cash. Give me profit back. So that's no good, right? Lamach saskar, splitting the profits 50-50, because also the liabilities are 50-50. Ela imken, unless nos and los scharo kafol, unless I also, me the supplier of the capital, also pay you for your labor by the hour, by the day, whatever it is, like a worker. Okay. Now, what's like a worker mean? It's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos. According to, it's basically some sort of minimum wage measurement. Basically, according to Rashi, it's how much, you had a job. Up to now, you were doing backbreaking labor, working at a quarry. And I say, I feel bad for you. Don't work at a quarry. Instead, just sell books. It's so much easier. So the question is, how much would you be prepared to give up in terms of the salary to have an easier job of book selling on the quarter instead of quarry working? That's the minimum wage I need to pay you, according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, it's even less than that. It's how much, the minimum a person would, how much you would agree to be compensated to go into unemployment altogether. In other words, you do no labor at all. So a person would take very, very little amount of money to unemployment, to not have to work. I mean, people opt for unemployment. So that's that payment we're talking about here, according to Tosfos. Okay, fine. Now, Mish continues on, similar ideas. It says, "Ein moshivin tanagol nemechza." I can't supply you with, instead of books, chickens. That you're going to raise the chickens and you're going to let the eggs hatch and sell them. We're going to raise the chickens from chicks and then we're going to make a profit. Or ve'ein shaman agalim v'siachin lemechza. And same goes. I can't give you, baby eagle as a calf and a siach as a foal, a baby horse. I can't give it to you and say you're going to raise these things. These things are worthless now, right? They're just money pits. But what can a little foal do? Nothing. But well, you'll raise it and you'll build it up until it's got real value, and then we'll sell it and we'll sell the profit. So I'm providing you the capital, giving you the baby animals to raise. You're providing the labor of feeding them and taking care of them till they grow up, and then we'll sell them and share the profits. That's all no good. Elaim ken nos lo schar amalo. First of all, the same as the previous case of the previous Mishnah. I need to, since you're on the hook for half the losses, and that is the assumed relationship here, therefore I have to pay you for your time. I can't just split you 50-50. And also, umazono, I also have to provide 50% of the food. Right? That's fair. So we're going 50-50 partners, 50% of the profit, 50% of the loss, 50% of the expense. But since you're on the hook for 50% of the loss, I also have to pay you, you who are working, wages. So you're not working for me for free, which is a backhand way of giving me interest on the loan part I gave you. Now, so therefore, aval, what you can do is see, the key word in the previous sentence was shaman, ein shaman. Shaman means to like appraise. The point, the link in there is when I deliver the baby calf or baby foal to you, we appraise its value now and we say, listen, if you don't deliver it back or something goes wrong, you're on the hook for half of this appraised value. But if we're not appraising it, if instead, the next line of the Mishnah is, I am a rich guy with lots of baby animals and I'd say, listen, you need a job. Here's the job. You raise them and you'll get 50% of the profits. But you're not on the hook for the loss. Here we're just doing profit sharing. I own it, you're working for me, and my compensation, instead of being hourly compensation, is gonna be, you know, a percentage of the profits. So now, you're not on the hook for any liabilities. What I'm giving you is entirely pikadon, no halva'a, no loan there. So now, there's no problem which in working for me, cause, as if you're giving me interest on the loan part, there's no loan here. It's all pikadon. You're not on the hook for anything, if you're, you know, onus, whatever it is. And the profits are yours. You're being compensated instead of by wage or by the hour, you're being compensated as the profits. That's totally cool. There's no problem of ribbis there. And therefore, aval, what you could do is mekablin agalin v'siachin l'mechza. I can give it to you without shaman. We're not appraising. I'm just giving you the cow and the baby cows and the baby horses. 50% of the profit, but you have no achrayas. Since you have no achrayas, it's no problem. Now the Mishnah says this is like a totally, it's a side point, unrelated to the ribbis at all. If we don't stipulate when you're gonna have fulfilled your half of the bargain of raising animals, megadlenosan ad shiu mishulashin, you have to raise them until they're a third of their full growth. Okay, that's like the standard agreement. A third of their growth when it comes to those animals, and v'chamor when it comes to a donkey, ad shtei to'enes, till the donkey can you know work a little bit. At that point, you've fulfilled your side of the bargain of raising them. Assuming we didn't stipulate till when, that's like standard. And obviously, if in a different place and time the standards would be different, then this Mishnah is speaking with standard in its time, if we didn't specify. Okay? But we'll be standard. Okay.